On tonight's Hillbilly Nerd Talk, WTF America, the Psychic Monkey, the Great Wall of Texas, and McDonald's.
Welcome to Hillbilly Nerd Talk with Hank and Petra.
Welcome to Hillbilly Nerd Talk. I'm Hank.
And I'm Petra.
Petra, we have a new president.
God, you had to go right into that, didn't you, Hank?
I've learned so much about what I don't know. It's humbling, frankly. I mean, I've said on this show, you've heard us, obviously, for months since this whole thing started. I thought it was entertaining watching this whole thing.
You didn't think it was deadly serious.
I didn't think it was possible for him to be elected.
I did. I don't underestimate the stupidity of the American voters. Sorry if you voted for him. Not really. Sorry, not sorry.
Hey, everybody's got their opinions. It makes no sense to me. We'll get into a lot of different stuff here.
Yeah.
But I know that I don't know. I'll say that. I've never been so wrong in my life about like somebody not being electable. I've told you a million times on that. Don't worry. Hillary's going to win. It's going to be a landslide.
You did.
Nobody can say this stupid shit and get away with it in these
modern
times.
2 weeks leading up to it, man, I started getting nervous and I started being crazy bitch. I mean, that's, we had my blow up on the podcast. I mean, I've had a bad feeling in my bones, in the very core of my being. I had a bad feeling, and just too many people around me, too many people that I even remotely considered intelligent, you know, are making all these. It's doublethink. It's just doublethink that allowed them to vote for him.
You've got to read that book. You got to read that 1984 book.
I know.
You would love it so much.
I don't know if I can read it right now without like having more emotional blow up. Seriously, my liver needs to be in protective custody. Okay, I'm mildly intoxicated right now.
Well,
I'm going to be your Doug Stanhope wife. Okay.
Oh, don't be Bingo. Poor Bingo.
No, I'm going to be Stanhope. You're going to be Bingo.
You might be exactly right.
I just busted my elbow too. Ow.
I'm going to throw out some stuff that I've just taken notes because this is crazy town. This is in 47 years. Never have I even wildly thought this was, like I said, I thought in this modern day and age with people's access to information, things that people saw, people's past that can get dug up. I just never thought it was possible for somebody like this to be elected president. Just never did.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, some of the here's, I'm going to throw them out as I go.
That's what gets me, because people don't care. Like every minority in America just got their reality check in the mail. People don't care. And it's demoralizing, it's depressing, and then you have to pull yourself up by the bootstraps, flip the world off, and say, I'm going to fight it every time I see it. I'm not going to let the assholes get me down. That's how I'm going on.
That's great. Well, here's one observation I would say. I've been saying this to you this week. And I think this is important to point this out. Of people in America who are white trash, uneducated, racist, Confederate flag waving assholes, 100% of them voted for Donald Trump.
He's their guy.
Now, that's not to say that 100% of people that voted for Donald Trump are white trash, racist, blah, blah, blah. I mean,
uneducated.
It's just, those are two odd, but it's odd to mix with that. When you see, I think that's an important thing. If you voted for Trump, I'm not calling you white trash, uneducated, racist, blah, blah, blah. But like I said, of that class of people, none of them voted for Hillary.
All flocked.
Not one. I mean, you couldn't name one Confederate flag waving dude around here that voted for Hillary? None.
No.
None. And it was an odd, and kudos to him for being able to do this, to get that group of people motivated, however he did it, to get out and vote is a minor miracle or genius or lucky, whatever you want to call it. That group of people most of the time are just checked out. They don't give a shit.
That group of people watches reality television. And when their hero from reality television ran for president and told them, "They're attacking me. Get out and vote." They did.
They did.
We just elected Kim Kardashian of politics as president. I've been saying that for a year.
And it's just as much that those people, I think, and if we can agree to disagree, I think it's just as much him getting them to vote for him as it was they just hated Hillary. So his little nudge of like, "Hell yeah, I'll build a damn wall," was just enough to be like, "Yeah, that's our dude. We hate Hillary anyway. Well, that's our guy. We're actually going to vote for this guy."
Well, that is...
instead of just staying home saying, "Fuck it."
Well, that's misogyny in its purest form, because yes, they hate a woman who is outspoken. And I'm going to say this. I've seen this time and time again at school among women. The chicks that have their shit together love Hillary. The chicks that are going somewhere in life, they're on time, getting good grades, you know, building a life for themselves, love Hillary. The chicks that their lives are going to hell in a handbasket, that have four kids by three different baby daddies. I'm just going to be real blunt here because I'm all intoxicated.
I love it.
That like have an ankle bracelet on that are on probation.
Right.
Yeah. Those chicks fucking hate Hillary. You know, oh my God, here's a woman who has her shit together. I hate her.
Well, sure. That's that Obama's fault for why they
have an ankle bracelet on. In case you're wondering, that's home confinement ankle bracelet that I'm talking about.
So that's some observations. And nobody else knows either, by the way. Anything we're speculating, like I said, I'm the first to say, I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm a political scientist, but I mean, I feel like I have as much firsthand knowledge of white trash racists as anybody in this country.
Well, you know, that's another thing. And this is some of my little list of things that I underestimated. One was I underestimated how many people around the whole country hated Hillary. Like, I knew around here.
I don't
here,
know if they hated Hillary or if they're really Trump racist assholes.
You know, I think it's a combo, like everything. But whatever. I didn't realize that many people, because way more people had to have hate her to voted for him. Like, the educated, the people who are...
Have you even listened to the news?
Yeah.
Okay. And you think it's because they hate her, not because... because they're disillusioned with politics in general, and here is this flamboyant asshole who's saying, "I'm different from all of them. I haven't been in politics." That's why they voted for him.
I think it's both. I think of the, this is my opinion, and okay, like I said, I don't know. I'm not a political scientist, but I think it's a combination. I think the white trash racist people, I think they absolutely were like, "Yes, we're voting for Trump. We love Trump." But I think there's some people, we've talked about it, like, I mean, doctors and lawyers and educated people who also voted for Trump. I think those are the people who more voted for Trump as they were just against Hillary. That's just my thoughts. I don't know.
Well, I'm the ones I think in particular that you're talking about, ones that we work out with sometimes, I think they would vote for whoever Fox News told them to vote for. I mean, nice people, but
well, I think that
when
goes.
You only listen to one source of information, and that source of information is just anti-Hillary. 20 hours of out of 24, anti-Hillary, Benghazi,
right.
Emails. I mean, it's like... they may as well have their arms out in front of them, staggering like Walking Dead zombies.
Well, and again, that's to my point of, I think those people more were, it was a vote against Hillary more than for him. I don't know. I mean, again, I'll never understand this my whole life. I won't forget this election ever, because I don't understand how educated people, unless it was just a protest vote against Hillary, how they could ignore all these crazy things that Donald Trump said, does, has done. I don't know how you reconcile
that. How do you excuse that?
Yeah, I don't know. So anyway, so I underestimated that, I think.
Well, I think I had a bad feeling moving into this because I deal with general public. You do too, but I don't know. I deal with general public. And you get a feel for them. And around here, and God knows our area, like everybody voted for Donald Trump, except for us.
I just saw today in West Virginia it was 68% and in Kentucky 65%.
Lovely. We're assholes. Anyhow, I cleaned fucking everything, didn't I, Hank?
Oh, my gosh. That's one thing about this election. We got a spotless house.
I went batshit crazy, people.
She couldn't watch it. She couldn't watch any of it.
I cleaned out closets. I cleaned out, like, what amounts to our attic. I rearranged stuff. I lost stuff. I cleaned so well, I lost my MP3 player. Ordered another one, and finally I found it today or yesterday. I found it. I was so happy. So now I have an MP3 player and a backup, so I'm a happy camper about that. But, I mean, I went nuts. I reorganized makeup, everything.
What is that?
I don't know.
Where'd that come from?
Where did that come from?
That is our ghost.
We have a ghost in the shell. Which, by the way, Ghost in the Shell is coming out next year.
Oh.
Scarlett Johansson action movie. Can't wait to see it.
You know, that was on that. I heard something earlier in this podcast. They're already trying to shut us down, Petra.
Because
we're talking anti-Trump anything. I seriously do not see anything open in anything that would cause that
it's
noise.
It's the ghost in the show.
It is.
Ghost in the machine.
Hello. Come on.
Yeah, he's still messing with that. I cleaned everything. I went to freaking town. I rearranged everything. I moved my makeup from one room to another, which is a Herculean task, like tasks of Hercules. I have so much of it. It's outrageous. I rearranged, pulled the closet out. I should have been studying for my state board test, but I couldn't do it. I was so nervous. And then I kept drinking. I think I've drunk for a week straight. I've got to be good now.
I heard it again.
What did you do?
I don't know. It's a ghost in the machine somewhere.
It is. It's through our earbuds. It may show up on the podcast.
That's funny. I'm sure it's going to show up on the podcast. I'm going to take this out of here. Unclick.
It wasn't too loud. I was faking that.
There shouldn't have been any noise anyway, just in case it's coming from that computer. Yeah, they're trying to shut us down already.
They probably are.
Yeah, no, you're a nervous wreck. I get it. I was staying up. I was expecting Hillary to win. I was a nervous wreck. I went to bed. You know, I finally had to go to bed. I mean, got to work. The next morning, or 2 or 3 in the morning, I get up and like realize that this dude has won. This is fucking, he won. Damn.
Like, I can't even say, I still can't say it. It took me, I didn't go out of the house on Wednesday. I don't think I did at all. I was just so depressed. I couldn't fucking deal.
This is going to be one of those like 9/11 JFK assassination things where I'm always going to remember where I was.
Well, all right. Snoop Dogg tweeted this. He's tweeted 9/11, worst day in American history. 11/9, second worst day in American history. No, I mean, there are a lot of celebrities.
Isn't he prosthetic? Prophetic.
I like that.
Throw Snoop.
I like Snoop too.
I realize that this area, I think, does represent more of the country than I thought. I always told you I thought people around here hate Hillary. Don't worry about it. The rest of the country's got, I don't know, they're going to go for
sense.
Yeah, they got more no ones than that. No, this is a very good representation.
Well, you know what, though? I've got to throw out for West Virginia. We've got the mayor of Clay, West Virginia, has resigned now for liking and talking about a racist Facebook post that somebody else in her community put up.
Yeah, it was a Facebook post about, we're finally going to have a gracious, nice-looking first lady instead of an ape in heels.
That is the most racist, horrible
shit.
Oh,
my God.
And they're, these women now are talking, it was two women, and they're talking about suing the people who were making death threats, and this isn't racist. And it's like, what in the world makes you think for a second that isn't racist?
And they always have to trot this out. Freedom of speech. Where's my freedom of speech? Like, these idiots have no idea what that even means.
Well, it's the same as saying, freedom of religion. Freedom of religion. You have to do what I want.
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm very politically minded right now, folks. You're gonna have to deal with it.
Yeah, but yeah, we've got people in West Virginia, mayors of towns resigning because they call the first lady an ape in heels.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Obscene. Somebody ought to. I don't know. Grab her and shake her. I'm not for beating anybody, but. You got to be kidding me. I am embarrassed to be from West Virginia.
Well, and Kentucky and our Appalachian area. And, you know.
Oh, God. We're
all right, here's some other stuff I've learned. This is unfortunate, but you forget about this sometimes. Hate is powerful. Again, of the people, I do think a lot of the people hated Hillary. And if nothing else, Donald Trump stuff is not that positive. I mean, he put out a million tweets with the word Crooked Hillary. Every time he referred to her, he called her Crooked Hillary.
Yeah.
Just name calling. And maybe that's not hate. Maybe that's, you know.
How can you listen to him and say it's not hate?
I'm just telling you, I've learned that hate is very powerful.
Well,
way more than I just forgot how powerful it was to unite people
in a horrible way.
In a horrible way.
In a fucking Germany, yes. World War.
I'm not saying it's a good way, but I'm just saying it's powerful.
Well, I the one positive that I hope comes from this, I hope that the liberals, the bleeding hearts, all of us get together and stand up to this shit. I mean, for too long, we have respected your point of view. I'm not saying yours, but respected points of view that, you know, well, he's got freedom of speech. He can call her whatever he wants to. He, you know, no, it's, you know, I've seen so many Facebook posts, and I'm getting ready to unfriend people. I've seen so many Facebook posts about, oh, college campuses, that they need to go to their safe space. They're so upset about the election. And, you know, just people making fun of people who are completely demoralized about this. People are. We've just set human rights back 40, 50 years. We've given a free pass to bullies to bully women and gays and transgendered and minorities. And yes, we're pissed. We're incredibly pissed. And we're going to stand up and fight for it.
Yes. Tell them. I'm with you. Except for,
what?
We can disagree on this if you want to. But these protesters, it's fine. But when they cause mayhem, that's not cool. I don't like that. There's no.
I don't like it when they cause property destruction, but I'm okay with mayhem.
Well, I guess it's just defining mayhem. I'm not. If you want to get together with your buddies in the park and all get together about how much you hate the election, fantastic. But come on, do you have to block streets and? I don't know if there's been car burnings, and I don't think that's a mass most of it, but even a little bit, like come
even
on,
a little,
people.
I am
shit.
Against property destruction, but I'm perfectly okay with demonstrating, blocking streets. That is civil disobedience.
Well, me and you
not
can agree.
Not burning buildings, burning cars. That's civil disobedience.
Well, we can agree to disagree on that.
Okay,
and that's fine. But I just, another thing, what exactly are they protesting? Democracy? I mean, it was an election. The same system that if Hillary had won, they'd be jumping for joy.
Absolutely.
I mean,
there's been protests every time lately. So, yeah, I'm absolutely perfectly fine with it.
Okay. Well,
And I think a lot of people,
so they're just
when Obama was elected, President Obama, there were protests, you know, was it Mitt Romney won the popular vote?
Actually, the last time this happened with the popular vote electoral college was, it was Bush and Al Gore.
Okay. Well, there has been at least one time, too, that there was a Republican that won the popular vote, I believe.
What I read this week, the last time it happened, they told how many times in history it happened, like 3 or 4 times. And the last time was the Al Gore when he won the popular vote and President Bush was elected because of the Electoral College.
Well, it does make Democrats look like big, big crybabies, but there have been other times where Republicans have won popular vote and Democrats have you know, still won an Electoral College. And yeah, it does seem like we're a little bit broken when somebody from Wyoming's vote counts 4 times as much as somebody from like a more populous state like California. So, yeah, maybe the system that we had in place when, you know, the popular vote took months to collect and then you had to send representatives to Washington to cast your vote and have an electoral college. Maybe it's different now since we've got computer voting.
Well, it depends upon how much you want your vote to count. If you look at the map of the electoral college, I've looked at this week too. I mean, pretty much the places that voted for Hillary were on the East Coast and the West Coast.
Yeah.
Basically. And all the middle of the country red for Donald Trump. And, I mean, if you had it for just the popular vote, then you can see on a map who's going to pick your president is basically California, New York, and that whole New England area.
Individuals who voted, not just states voting.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
I mean, but well, then I'm just saying those areas, though, that's going to pick your president every year.
So they can concentrate their campaigning there or.
Yeah, and you can argue that people
could
people could change their campaign strategy based on that. But, you know, if you didn't live there, your vote definitely wouldn't count as much.
No, everybody's vote would count exactly as much because my vote and your vote would count just as our votes didn't count. We neither one voted for Donald Trump, but Kentucky, all of Kentucky's electoral college votes went to Donald Trump. So our votes essentially didn't mean shit. They meant zero in the general election.
Well, again, we can agree to disagree, but I didn't really like this electoral college system until I didn't understand it either, and I thought, I thought like you, like why don't we just vote and everybody? But once I saw this map, even though I'm not happy that he's the one that won, but I do for the first time when you see this electoral college map, or at least me, I understood more of why we have that because those flyover states, as they call it, I mean they just would get overrun by.
Democrats?
By, again, people that live on the East and West Coast because there's just so much more population. Like, we have more land and they have more people. And I guess it depends upon, you know, it's one person per farm around here versus people are so densely packed. And people have way different philosophies and views and things on life.
More people who. Yeah. Have the more progressive philosophies on life. So maybe we could drag the flyover states kicking and screaming into the 21st century.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if you want to think of it that way. I mean, like here's in general, that's not all of it, but you know, all these states, that area and that area would basically have picked the president and overridden all these people in these states.
You say overridden.
Well, not overridden.
It's counterbalanced. Yeah, it's not override.
Well, okay.
And quite frankly, that's what the Senate is for, is to balance everything. Because there are two senators every state. And the Senate has so much power. Then there's the House of Representatives that tries to, you know, balance it out. You get a certain number of representatives.
Well, and a last thing on this, then let's move on.
Okay.
But what you're saying is, if a candidate, like let's say they change their campaign strategy then, and they campaign pretty much on in New England area and California area.
Yeah.
And that's where they center their campaign.
That's what they do anyhow.
Well, what don't you think that they would, in a situation where for sure that is the most populated area, if you win that, you're going to be president. Don't you think those areas would get a lot more favoritism and more, I don't know, I just feel like we would get more ignored than we even are, being in the middle
How
of the country.
How in the hell could we get any more ignored than we already are?
Well, I'm just telling you, I think we would.
Okay, I don't think the president pays any attention to us anyhow.
Okay.
And
not.
I don't think a Democrat, Republican, anybody's going to pay any more attention to us than we already get, which is negative attention because we are coal mining country.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay.
But I will say this. I mean, I didn't remember anybody complaining about the Electoral College until they lose. When people lose, then all of a sudden they start complaining about it.
I believe I have said before, and maybe not to you, but I think it's kind of a crap situation.
Well, Donald Trump did too until he won. Now he's all for it.
Now he's all for it. So, I need a break.
You need a break?
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a small break. And we're back from break. Petra, why'd you have to do laundry?
It's been a busy week. I'm sorry I stopped the podcast. I stopped the flow. I broke it. We restarted 3 or 4 times. We're really trying to go now. Okay. I had to do laundry. It's been a crazy bad week. I've put a lot of stuff off, and like, Hank doesn't have any clean socks. I don't have any clean underwear. I had to take a break and move what's in the washing machine to what's in the dryer.
You'd have thought all that organizing and cleaning, you'd have been laundry done for weeks.
Well, I was completely distracted with moving everything from room A to room B and from room B back to room A and around again in circles. So
I got you. All right. Well, anyway, I have the we should have known who is going to win this election because of the psychic monkey.
The psychic monkey.
Yes. Have you heard about the psychic monkey?
No, I've managed to avoid the psychic monkey.
Well, China has a psychic monkey that is a Chinese secret weapon. He's called the Monkey King.
Okay.
And they have cutouts of each president candidate. Hillary over here. You see Donald over here.
And he's kissing Donald. He likes Donald.
Yes. Maybe he's a male monkey. Maybe a homosexual monkey. Who knows?
Who knows?
Anyway, yes, whichever candidate the monkey cardboard cutout candidate monkey kisses, that's who wins.
Okay. Well, damn it, China. Did you really have to do this to us?
So not
now we're stuck with these results.
So not just Russia fixing the election. It could have been China with the psychic monkey that also fixed the election.
Wonderful.
They could have spread a little, you know, peanut butter.
Well, I don't know. Did they fix it? You know, with the psychic monkey, or did the psychic monkey simply predict that Russia had fixed our election?
I don't know.
That's the real question.
This 5-year-old Simeon correctly predicted Portugal would win the 2016 European Football Championship also.
Oh, so this monkey only deals with important decisions.
Exactly. This is important stuff.
Well, you know what? I would actually trust a band of monkeys with an election more than I would us. That is how disappointed I am with it.
Well, you can take it up with Psychic Monkey. It's not his fault. He's just predicting. But I'm still skeptical. And speaking of China, they have a great wall. Apparently, we're going to have a great wall soon.
Yes, the great
wall of whatever, between here and Mexico, right?
Well, Texas wants it really bad, so why don't we put it between Texas and Mexico?
Well, it's going to be along Texas. It runs the whole Rio Grande River as a border.
Yes, I know that, dear.
We've always said it's a dumb thing. But anyhow, here's a good solution for a lot of problems. All right. We have 65% of the people in this area voted for Donald Trump.
Let's put them all down there and build the wall.
Damn right. Let's have a bunch
of
wall builders.
You voted for him. You got to go put bricks in the wall.
We've got out of work coal miners. We've got all this equipment. Just move it all down there. We've got
caravan.
We've got all kinds of people with that kind of skilled in the labor. You know what I mean? We got tons of bricklayers, electricians. We've got everything we need to build that damn wall. That can be done right here, and these people love Donald Trump. Perfect.
They're the people who are voting for the wall. My parents included.
Perfect.
Let's send them. They're almost 70-year-old asses. Can we please send them to Texas to build a fucking wall? I would love to. That means we don't have to go home for Thanksgiving. Hella freaking Luya.
Are you saying you're putting your parents in a concentration camp?
Yes.
Building a wall? Is that
what
you're suggesting?
Yes, I am. That is my suggestion. Please, I'm going to sign them up.
Can I put my dad in there too?
I haven't expected it.
Get them all in there, wall building.
You have no, the level of dread that I am dealing with right now for the holidays is causing an alcohol problem.
Oh, gosh.
I'm turning into Doug Stanhope.
That's no good. Well, anyway, it was a crazy election, and there's lots of it's just crazy. You know, he's the first non-politician since Eisenhower. Probably most people have heard
that. Yeah, but Eisenhower was a fucking general. Okay. This is like a bad decision, America.
Okay. I'm just pointing out facts.
I know.
Our first lady, she's only the second first lady to be born outside the United States.
And the first nude model ever.
Got that.
Which I'm all fine with nude models, but I just find it hypocritical that all of the conservative Christians were okay with that.
You're going to love more than anything. I don't even, have you seen this? I don't know if you saw it because you didn't watch the 60 Minutes thing. You were,
I was cleaning some fucking more.
Well, do you know what her, you're going to explode if you haven't heard this. Do you know what her, you know, the first lady takes on.
Is she anti-bullying?
Yes.
Twat.
Anti-bullying, specifically cyberbullying.
Did she even get online?
Do you think she even?
She's not allowed. He doesn't give her internet access.
She apparently speaks five languages and must not read Twitter. She must not read one damn tweet that her husband tweets.
She's not allowed to get online. He doesn't let her eat or get online.
Isn't that the most ironic thing you've ever heard? That her,
God.
She. I mean, the only thing different could be if she was like anti-millionaire, or if she was anti,
you know what,
anti-gold digger. We're gonna have an anti-gold digger campaign. That's the only thing that
the
could
only,
be any
the
more ironic.
Only thing that I can, like, I equate her relationship with Donald Trump to my Aunt Margaret's relationship with my uncle. Aunt Margaret is English, and whenever my horrible human being of an uncle is, I mean, he's grotesquely obese. You saw him.
Yeah.
His health is awful, but he's in his late 70s, almost 80 years old. And she's like, Ron, would you like another hot dog? And then she salts the living shit out of it and takes it to him. She's trying to kill it with food and salt. Here you go, Ron, there. And we've always kind of felt sorry for Auntie Margaret because he's so awful to her. And then finally one day I looked at my mother and I was like, she's killing him. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, but they die slowly.
I know. And he's evidently got some great genes because he's just hanging on forever.
Are you suggesting that 70-year-old Donald Trump, that I, her name's Ivanka, right?
Marlena, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Ivanka is his daughter right. that he pals like.
Right.
Yeah, that's creepy as hell.
Yeah, yeah, Melina, how you pronounce it. Anyway, are you suggesting that, that she's 46 years old and he's 70? Are you suggesting that they are not madly in love?
Yeah.
Is the reason that they're together is for some other alternate reason?
Totally.
Are you daring to suggest that our first lady would be a gold digger?
Completely.
Complete gold digger?
Utterly.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, as long as we're clear on that.
I kind of like firing you up. Now I'm enjoying this.
No, go on. You did get me fired up there for a few minutes.
Did, I'm going to get your take on this story. Have you seen Ivanka's antics here today?
What's she done today? No, I haven't, because I'm so sick of the news, I don't want to see it.
Perfect. Well, Miss Ivanka, on that 60 Minutes interview, she wore a bracelet that's part of her. Apparently, she has a business where she has a jewelry business.
Yeah.
She wore a piece of jewelry from her jewelry business. That's no big deal. This is the part that's weird, I think, that goes over a line, is this bracelet.
Uh-huh.
She wore that during the 60 Minutes interview.
Okay.
Big deal. She, it's her jewelry. Of course you'd wear your own product.
Yeah, your own line.
That makes
okay.
sense. But after the interview, the people from her company sent out a press release to everybody through the press. This is what it reads. Hi, all. Please find attached a style alert of Ivanka wearing her favorite it's kind of cut off, but her favorite bracelet's what it says.
Uh-huh.
Please find attached a style alert of Ivanka wearing her favorite bracelet from the Metropolis collection over the weekend on 60 Minutes. Please share this with your clients, and please do not hesitate to reach out with any inquiries. All my best, Monica. So she's on there, like, you know, hawking, you know what I'm saying?
It's QVC.
Yeah, it's like, okay, here's what she wore on the 60 Minutes thing. Be sure to, you know, press release. That's from the Metropolis collection. If any reporters want more information about the bracelet she was wearing during the 60-minute interview and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I have a buddy.
Isn't that not like, you're right, it's like cheap QVC bullshit.
Well, I will say that I had one shirt from Ivanka Trump that went to Goodwill.
Okay.
Just recently, you took it, dear. And I will not buy. I mean, if I see that tag, there's no way I'll buy anything. And it's so funny because I had dinner with a buddy of mine last week who we commiserated on this freaking election and drank. And and I was like, I love your Trumpet or your boots. And she's like, oh, I feel so bad about these. She goes, I swear I bought them last year, but they're Ivanka Trump boots. And she goes, I'm just going to wear the shit out of them and get rid of them. Like, I really think that they're pandering to some and turning off others. And yeah, that's ridiculous to use political interviews as, and that's what they're going to do. They're going to gold mine the presidency for every penny they possibly can. That's Petra prediction there. I'm a psychic monkey as well.
Nice psychic monkey. Hawaii Delilah says, Ivanka Trump's jewelry company is using her 60-minute appearance to market a $10,000 bracelet. Let the corruption and conflict of interest begin.
Fuck yes.
Jason Janico, Ivanka Trump pitching reporters to write about $11,000 bracelet she wore on 60 Minutes. No conflict of interest here. Please look away. And it goes on and on and on.
Oh, yeah. And it should. It absolutely should. We need to completely point it out every time it happens. And I'm looking right now because I know I pinned something here recently.
You had one guy that predicted this, a legitimate Harvard professor.
Yeah, I don't know if it was Harvard. I'm not sure where he was a professor at. But literally, a guy did predict it. There's like 13 indicators, and he said, you know, people were unhappy with this, this, that, something else. You know, this is here. And he absolutely said, you know, people think I'm crazy, but he's going to win. Well, he did. And he also predicts now that he'll be impeached. That Republicans in Congress, and he doesn't have a formula for this, but he had a formula for who won the election.
Well, we'll see.
We will. We will. And I'm looking up something else about Ivanka's jewelry here. Gotcha. Hang on a second.
That's okay. And with all this being said, while you're looking this up, I mean, you know, I like getting you riled up and throwing out stuff and let you go on it. And that's great. But in all seriousness, I seriously hope, and again, I was totally wrong about this, and I hope so bad that me and you are wrong about, I hope it's the greatest 4 years ever.
I don't.
You hope it does, don't you?
I hope he doesn't fuck it up that bad. It can't be the greatest 4 years ever. Not with bullying and hate being completely embraced and accepted.
Unless he does a total 180 on several things, I don't see how either. So, you know,
I can't,
but I hope
he has alienated me and everyone else. So he's made it okay to assault women. We've got him on tape saying that he does. And he's going, he's facing accusers in court for child rape. This is not acceptable.
It's a crazy time when you can be filmed and a film released of you plotting, saying basically of how you're going to sexually harass this girl who you're about to be a coworker with, and then you get off the bus and you actually do it. That
yes.
is insane.
It is.
That is insane to do that.
It is. It's horrible. It's insane.
It's crazy town. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And I've told you today one thing that maybe, I mean, I'm trying to, maybe, even if it is awful, you know, sometimes from the ashes arise, sometimes you got to almost tear something down to build something up, or something has to be so bad and something great comes out of it because of it. Something that you can't even imagine how the dots got connected or how it actually worked out. But I can hope for that too. And I will be the first to admit if I'm wrong, just like I was wrong about this, if he does a great job. But I mean, I was predicting he would lose and I was wrong about that. So what the hell do I know? But I don't see how this is going to turn out good. I just don't.
I just hope it doesn't turn out bad. Okay, that's all I have in me for this. Like, I am so repulsed by nearly half of America and who we have elected as president. Every time I walk by, like you had 60 Minutes on, I can't help it. I have seen the pictures of Donald Trump groping his daughter, Ivanka. I've seen the pictures, the nude pictures of his wife. And everybody's going, oh, she's so classy. I'm so glad we have a classy first lady. Like, I want to hit people when they say that. I really do. It takes a great deal of restraint for me not to like lose my shit over that. I've seen pictures of his sons on African safari with elephant tusks and tails held up. These are not good people. These are shitty, horrible people that half of America said, yeah, that's my dude. I'd rather have him than crooked Hillary. They got pranked. They got pranked.
Yeah, I mean, it seems it. So, I'm with
so
you.
Yeah, I'm not happy about shit.
Well, I'm not either, but we're just going to have to, you know, we'll have to see what happens, because it is like I said, I do feel like it's either going to be crazy good or crazy bad. I don't think it's going to be in the middle. And personally, my prediction, 90% chance of it being crazy bad, 10% chance being crazy good, and that's about it. So, in a few years, maybe I'll get on here and be wrong again. Who knows?
Who knows?
But let's say this, and this is the last thing, we'll get off this. This is a chance, though. You've told me before that there are Democrats that are financially, physically conservative who want to balance budgets, things like that, that is basically things that the Republican Party has put out, that that's their thing, that they're for less government, less taxes, balanced budgets, that kind of thing. So this is going to be the best 2 years ever for me to figure out exactly
how Republicans are and how Democrats are.
That's exactly right. Because whatever these Republicans do, good or bad, I mean, they're going to own this, or I'm going to own it for them. Short of aliens landing or a giant meteor crash, something like that that's beyond anybody's control, short of that, whatever happens, I want to totally, I'm going to put it on them. Good or bad.
It's on them.
I want to know what the federal deficit is 2 years from now. Right.
Look at it now.
Yep.
At the end of the Obama administration, mm-hmm. and look at it.
I want to know. I want to know tax rates on everybody, not just one. I want to know what the tax rates are. I want to see if they really are cut. And like I said, a balanced budget, that's important to me. And I want to see those two things specifically.
How about also including unemployment?
Yep. That's a good one.
Minimum wage.
Yeah. Okay. It's more quality of living.
Yeah.
Inflation rate.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's some key indicators. Stock market levels, like it or not, that's a good indication of how our economy's going. Things like that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, I would also like to throw in some environmental protect. I mean, like, don't be just such a diehard by the number. Like you said, quality of living. If we are totally fucking up the environment, dismantling the EPA, live with that.
Well, and some of that stuff, I mean, I know Republicans in general aren't for that. And, you know, are not. I get that. Right. And I know, again, I'm painting with broad strokes now. But, I mean, like I said, it's supposed to be pretty much every Republican. It's supposed to be less government, less taxes, things like that. A balanced budget. Well, we'll see. I'm going to see for sure.
Okay.
I'm going to see for sure the next 2 years. You say they're not, I'm going to see. And I am conflicted because Bill Clinton was a Democrat and he did do a balanced budget. So
and Obama has done a great job getting there.
Well, and
it's
and
way better than he inherited.
It is. And you show me graphs, all kinds of them. And you're right that under President Obama, our federal deficit has decreased. Our the stock market has gone off the charts since he started.
Yeah.
Unemployment's pretty low. I mean, there's some good indicators that, you know, so I want to see I'm going to see for sure about this 2 years from now.
Okay.
That makes sense. I know.
That's words of hope for me because I've had to.
I know the Republican Party in general, I'm painting broad strokes here again. I know in general they're not for gay rights. I know all that stuff's going to take a hit. There's no doubt about it. So I'm not disillusioned about that. But some of the other things, I'll see if they really are or not.
Okay.
Some things you know, some things you've made me question. So I want to figure it out. We all can figure it out as a country now. We got 2 year lab.
You would think the country could do that, but they buy so much bullshit. It doesn't matter. Whatever they hear the night before is what they're going to go with.
Well, you might be right. I have something for you. Speaking of corporate America, we're about to do a corporate America advertising that we're not getting paid for. This segment is sponsored by McDonald's.
Okay.
Did you know they're coming out? They are testing a new Big Mac recipe.
No.
You're not a Big Mac eater much anyway.
Nope.
But it is the first time in history they've monkeyed around with the recipe for a Big Mac.
Okay, what are they going to do?
I don't know.
The Big Mac?
What the hell could you do? Right? I mean, they know what they're doing. There's some calculated mofos up there.
pink slime, bun, pink slime, cheese, bun.
I'm going to assume.
That's the formula.
You're right. I'm assuming it's going to be the pink slime. What else could it be?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Is it the Sriracha Big Mac down there?
That's what it says. The Sriracha Mac sauce separately.
Okay, so they're not going to fuck with the Big Mac. They're just going to change the Big Mac sauce. It's two all beef patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. We grew up with that. We know that.
They wormed that right into your head.
Absolutely. We heard that every freaking commercial break the entire, 10 years that we were teenagers.
This says it's adding a spicy sriracha sauce to the burger at 126 restaurants in Columbus. So it's going to be a new sauce.
There are 126 McDonald's in Columbus.
That's hard to believe, isn't it?
Well, when I first moved to Savannah, and this, I'm going to tell on myself because you know my sense of direction is rotten. I don't have a good sense of direction, people.
No.
Well, I started driving around Savannah, which was way bigger than any place that I grew up. And my way of thinking about how to get back to my aunt and uncle's house was I turned right at McDonald's. There's a freaking ton of McDonald's in Savannah. So, I kept driving around and driving around. This was way before cell phones. And finally, I had to start learning to read street signs.
Oh, wow. What a lesson.
Because they all looked alike. You know, some hick going to the big city, you know, turning right at every McDonald's you see. I mean, I got way lost. I mean, we're talking 3 hours late getting home one night, and it's just don't ask. Just don't ask.
It's a good lesson.
Yeah.
Well, so they're monkeying around with that. So you can go to Ohio and get you a sriracha sauce Big Mac.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. I've never been big on a Big Mac, but whatever. A lot of people love them. Now, I might drive to Italy for this, though.
All right. What do you got?
They're only doing it in Italy, these bastards. They're calling it, and this is kind of weird for McDonald's, they're calling it a Nutella burger. There's no burger. It's just
No meat. There's no pink slime in it.
No. It's just a Nutella sandwich. But these jerks
with a bun
are afraid to say it's a Nutella sandwich because it's too much not McDonald's. They can't call it a McNella.
Is that what the article says?
No, saying, though. I mean, why the hell else would you call something a burger when it's just, it's like calling a peanut butter sandwich and you put it on, and you put it between the two buns and call it a burger. It's a peanut butter sandwich.
Well, I'm wondering if there's some kind of language barrier or something going on there.
I think you're giving them way too much credit.
Okay.
But whatever. They're calling it right there. It says burger. I'm looking at it. Yes. This new, and they're even making fun of the article. They're saying the new, quote, burger, in quotes, looks to be just the hazelnut spread sandwich between two buns. So they say they're giving them shit, too.
Okay.
But that would be damn tasty.
You're going to give them shit, but then you're mad because it's only in Italy and you can't have one.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
And they named it stupidly. And how about one more thing for Big Mac?
Okay.
Where is it? In case we're not big enough, we have Big Macs are going to come in three sizes.
Oh, my gosh.
There's going to be a Mac Jr., the Big Mac, and the Grand Mac.
Good grief. Right. A Mac Jr., they just take out that middle layer. There's not the extra patty. What is the Grand Mac? Do they just move that over to it?
This is straight from the McDonald's propaganda office. For Big Mac lovers who want even more beef, the Grand Mac is made with two 100% beef patties weighing in at 1/3 pound. Two slices of melty American cheese served on a large sesame seed bun with crisp lettuce, minced onion, tangy pickles, and, of course, the one and only Big Mac sauce.
The special sauce.
You should be paying us, McDonald's.
McDonald's.
We want some of that McDonald's sponsorship money.
But instead, they don't have to.
But instead, what kind of sponsorship money do we have, Petra?
We have, well, we have Amazon.
We have those Amazon bastards.
Your love-hate relationship with Amazon there.
Yes. So tell them how we can make us some money.
If you would be so kind, when you order your shit on Amazon,
exactly,
please go to hillbillynerdtalk.com
where they try
and
to
click on our banner.
Where they try to get you to be an Amazon Prime customer, like, I don't know, like they're selling sticks to Indians. Like, it's just, they're dying.
Sticks to Indians?
I don't know where it came from. I was lost. I was okay. Lost. That was a dumb thing to say.
What? Okay. All right. Yes. Hank is still bitter because he got suckered into, like, being an Amazon Prime member for, like, 90 seconds once. He had to call and get it canceled. But little does his know, he know his wife is an Amazon Prime member.
Good for you. They make the button confusing on purpose.
Just change the button and pick free shipping.
Those sons of bitches. But anyway, if you want to help them out and help us, then
yes,
go to Amazon through our
website. Yes. And eventually we may be able to afford new microphone covers. like they come in a pack, like 12 for $1.99.
That joke is getting so old. Our listeners are going to start like some drinking game every time you say that.
I hope they do. Please. Just let me know when you're drinking because I want one too.
Nice. So there we go. We've got, that's your McDonald's covered. That's our shameless Amazon promotion.
Our plug for ourselves.
Yes. You had a big test this week.
Oh, God. I can't talk about that right now. I really can't.
Why not?
I'm whooped down.
You're whooped down.
I am whooped dog, whooped down. I will tell them other stuff that happened this week.
Well, at least tell them real quick. You don't have to go into gory detail, but it's a big part of your life. You took a board test for the first time.
Yes, I did. And it was a very long day.
If you've ever been through a state board exam or some sort of a high-level exam, it's exhausting. And Petra made it through cosmetology school.
Yes.
Took her exam this week, and it was fantastic. So, congratulations.
Well,
I'm proud of you for going through that.
I appreciate that, Hank. That means a lot.
So, that's all. I just wanted to say I'm proud of you. It takes a lot to change your career midlife, do something different, do what we say on our podcast all the time about pursuing things you're passionate about versus just things to make a living. And you did that, and that's awesome. You're an awesome lady. I love you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad this happened the day before my board. My rollers died on me. My electric rollers. Yes, I'm a cosmetologist, but I also use electric rollers to fix my hair. And mine were old as dirt. I mean, like, I'll buy a set every, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, something like that.
I didn't know rollers went bad.
I've thrown them out before when the surface of them, there's like a velour flocking on the surface. Like, when that wears off, you know, I'm like, time for a new set. But I've never had they shorted or something and superheated and melted. Like, the plastic
melted in, like, the case?
Yeah. Like, the plastic melted off the ends, and then I think there's some wax inside that holds heat. It all ran out, started smoking like crazy. I had to unplug it, you know, to, I don't know, get it to quit overheat. Yeah, basically, I could have burnt the place down. So that's why I'm always paranoid about
leaving your
making sure
yes.
I turn those off. They don't have an auto shut off. That's a heated electrical device with no auto shut off. So I always go back and double check. But like, I picked one up, and when I picked it up, there was smoke just rolling out, you know, of the base. And I was like, oh, shit.
Well, nobody was hurt.
Nobody was hurt. Yeah, the cat's like looking like, what the heck? Poor Chairman Meow thought I did something. She watches me get ready. It's kind of creepy.
So, getting ready, and you're destroying hair rollers. Nice.
Yeah, I burned them up. Got a lot of use out of those suckers.
What do you think? Anything else? Final
thoughts? I think that's good. How about you?
Trying to burn the house down.
I'll try not to.
With rollers or any other female products.
I'm gonna set the house on fire with tampons.
Hair dryers. Tampons. I don't know. God knows what you're mixing up in there.
I'll put them all in a big pile, turn it all on, set the whole house on fire.
Put them in the oven. Leave it.
The burning bed, Hank. The burning bed.
Hey, don't you threaten me.
You were threatened. All right, everybody. Have a great evening. We'll talk to you next week.